Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
Today, as every day, it's given us another chance to evaluate guys. We had a full padded practice early, and then we took the pads off. So it's a constant process of evaluating. We're going to get the same thing done in this game coming up tomorrow night or two nights from now. It's going to give us another chance to see a week's development with some guys and see how they've grown and see who's going to step up and make plays. And just basically making plays means doing your job. And so we're looking for that to get done. There are more than Jordan that aren't practicing right now. And I think that Jordan had a lot of good reps early in training camp. And a couple days off, I don't think is going to hurt him. And we hope to get him back soon. And we think we can. Yeah, we're looking, you know, you have to allow it, number one, to happen. Allow the emotions to come out in practice. And what you saw there was the threes versus the threes and the ones cheering victory either side of the ball. And so we love that because it brings energy. It brings competition. It brings a higher focus. So, yeah, we love the energy in practice. Well, Zach, I think, has always been a good player, but it's a case where he has had injury problems in the past, so he never got to show it on the field, and basically now he's just getting the ability to show it, and we're just glad we have him while that's happening. You know, we have a good crop of tight ends that can block, and he's one of them, and you saw him in the last game. He'll line up at fullback, he'll line up as a wing, he'll line up in line, and he does some things better than others, but with a threat in a passing game and his ability to block, you know, he's a good weapon.
What did you
in training camp, definitely, absolutely. You can see the knowledge that the people have, that our players have with the offense. You can see their development. You can see competition going on everywhere, and it's the hardest thing for us as coaches and evaluating staff with personnel is going to be picking this team, and that's where you want to be. Yeah. Michael Ola has been able to play four different spots in the offensive line, and he's a good athlete, and he uses his hands really well, and he's growing each week. And there's very few people that can go from left tackle to right tackle to both guards positions and do what he's done. So we're excited to have him.